You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Wasted from Guilt Grip's brand new self-titled record, which just came out yesterday. On the line, we have got two members of the band, Kiara and Marty. Kia ora koutou, how are you both this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel.
Kia ora.
So nice.
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
So nice to chat with you. Yeah, no, great. Loving this new record, which has come out. I think before we get talking about the album itself, give us a little rundown of who's who in Guilt Grip and some of the other projects that you guys all have sort of worked on separately and together, I guess.
I am Kiara, Cozy.B. I'm on drums and some minor backing vocals and things. I play in Halftime and Dead 5000, and I'll introduce Nicola, and then Marty can take the other half of the band.
Nice.
And Nicola, who's not on the line with us today, is on bass and vocals, and she is from legendary local band Repairs, and also, yeah, bass and vocals.
Fabulous.
Marty? My name is Martin, I play guitar, and I'm the four of us all share vocals in Guilt Grip. I also play in Repairs, and I'm married to Nicola. And then the remaining member, who's now been at work for something like 4 hours already, is Will. who plays guitar and sings, and Will and his wife Leah have a little artist collective called Without Appeal. So Leah does all of the artwork and layout, and she's done a beautiful cassette limited edition with a zine and stuff like that.
That's so cool. I do love the cover art for this record. It's really beautiful, and there's something quite kind of gothic about it in the sort of colours and the stylization of it, which kind of sits nicely in the themes that are coming through from this record. Obviously, you guys are friends from lots of different spaces, but coming together around a particular scene and a particular sound, what was the kind of genesis of Guilt Grip as a project? Because it's been a couple of years that you've been playing shows, but this is the first kind of real proper release you've put out.
Yeah, it's I think we played our first show last July, maybe. So just under a year. We've been playing together since, I think it was the end of 2021? No, 2022. I don't even know what year it is at the moment.
Who knows? I don't know either.
I studied at SAE, and Kiara was a year above me, so I got to do some kind of work experience on some recording sessions that she was running, and we got on really well, worked really, really well together. We've done almost a dozen records together now.
Wow.
Eventually we were just like, yeah, we should start a band, because like me, Nick and Kiara all absolutely love Mets and loud, noisy music, so we did. Here we are.
Yep, too right.
It's the best way to do it, is just to be like, this feels like what we need to be doing, so we might as well just sort it out and do it at this point. It's a record that's got some really, I guess, politically charged undercurrents to it, but it also has a lot of fun kind of woven throughout it as well. There's, you know, little bits of kind of wryness to the writing, which I've been really enjoying. But what has kind of helped shape these songs? What conversations or thoughts have you been trying to spill into this record?
It was recorded around the time of the last election, so that's probably where a lot of the anger comes from. but it was, I mean, at the same time, like, it was a really fun recording process, but it was, yeah, there was a lot of stuff going on politically that we were quite angry about, but also the studio where we recorded it that me and Kiara were running, The Vault, was ready to be demolished, so it was literally kind of coming down around us as we were finishing this record.
That would definitely add a pretty significant vibe to it. Do you think that that's had a shape on the sound of it, Kiara, do you reckon?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think I've ever, well, even just in terms of the way that we were all playing, we were all I shouldn't speak for all of us, but it was a really awful time for me having to shut The Vault. And it was kind of the last opportunity that we had to spend this time at The Vault and enjoy being there and making noise and just kind of being in that space. And I don't think I've ever so actively like engaged with the space that I'm recording in that way before. And having, like, you know, Marty would be tracking something and I'd be packing boxes and I'd be on the drums and he'd be like pulling things apart.
Yeah.
And listen, you can definitely, like, you can hear the, everything was actually kind of just crumbling around us. And I do think you can hear that. I really do.
That's such a I feel like a successful way of channeling some big frustrations and sadness and, you know, change kind of experiences into something that feels really propulsive and exciting as a record. And then when you're sort of thinking about those politics and stuff, it is a word we use a lot when we're talking about music that's, you know, approaching the kind of hard stuff of life, but there is a catharsis, I think, to this record. Does it feel good for you guys playing these songs now when you've got a little bit of distance between that time and where we're at?
Absolutely, yeah. Even at the time, I think it was really important. Like, I felt like it was, I needed to be playing those drums, and I think the same could be said about the others. And now it's nice to be able to play those songs and it still be there together. It's like, it still kind of takes us back to The Vault, and we're all the same people in the same place, and now we just get to enjoy playing the songs without having to pack our business up around it.
Yeah,
definitely helps.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have been playing some great shows. Tell us about some faves of recent times that you've been performing at.
We played at the Old Folks Association a couple of weeks ago now, which was awesome because that was our first all-Asia show. And we played with Sun Skater and Buzz and Infection Affection. And I really enjoyed that, just seeing all these young people coming out, just kind of loving what was being given to them, presented to them. And I feel like there's a really reciprocal relationship playing all-Asia shows where, you know, they are so engaged with what you're playing, it's easier to give more back as well.
Mm.
So I always love an all-ages show.
Yeah, it was so much fun. And like, there's so many good bands at the moment in that little all-ages scene in Auckland. Mm. I think there's probably a lot of the to the front influence on that as well.
Mm.
But it's absolutely incredible at the moment.
Yeah, there are some incredible bands in that bracket. It's an exciting time, I think, also when we've come out the other side of all these lockdowns and strange disjointed stuff, which especially has impacted young people at school who don't have the usual way of like socializing with each other and doing all that stuff. The kind of bands we're seeing are quite different and really exciting and have a very sort of specific thing to say, I think, is what I've noticed.
Mm, definitely. And it's nice that there's kind of communities that are evolving around the youth, that's like giving them the opportunity to say their truths and to kind of I think steer the boat of this musical community that we're all part of.
Yeah.
And I find that really exciting and rewarding. And please take the reins, please. Yeah. I'm sick of having the reins.
Yeah, but we'll happily give the reins. Come and grab them, please. You guys are heading off on a little tour this week, which is pretty cool. You're going to be heading further down the island to Te Papaioia, and a little surprise show that you've just announced in Hamilton as well, which I also see you've got is free for under 18s, which is really cool, and $10 for everybody else. So very affordable, good vibe for anybody in Kirikiriroa who wants to see you play.
Absolutely. Yeah. Please come. Anyone in Kirikiriroa listening to the B, come.
Come to the gig. Where is it happening?
It's at Mesoverse, which is a dope little DIY spot. Right by the river, a little garage that you'll be shocked to hear is due for demolition. So they're just making the most of it, and it's an awesome community spot that are kind of ramping up a bunch of shows and stuff at the moment.
They also have the old vault stage there.
Ah,
that's right.
Wow, it's a full circle moment, bringing it back to the vault stage at another building due for demolition. That's great. Feels right. It feels right. Way to celebrate this record. Well, it's out now, Guilt Grip with Guilt Grip, in all the usual places. If people want to find you on social media or Bandcamp, what's the best thing to look up, Kiara?
Guilt Grip on Instagram. We are _GuiltGrip, and we are on Spotify and Bandcamp and Apple Music and LimeWire and Bebo and MSN Messenger. Just look up Guilt Grip and you'll find us in all the hot spots.
Love to see it. Hey, thank you so much, Marty. Thank you, Kiara, for chatting with us. We're going to play Peerage from the album now. Congrats on a fantastic record, and have some great shows this weekend.
Thanks, Eves.
Thanks, Rach.
Bye. We'll be right back.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.